So do not deprive each other of sexual relations. I mean, it can't be much clearer than that, can you? The only exception to this rule would be the agreement of both husband and wife to refrain from sexual intimacy for a limited time so they can give themselves more completely to prayer. So there is a reason. But it's only if both of you want to do it. You know? Afterwards, they should come together again so that Satan won't be able to tempt them because of their lack of self-control. Now, do you think the devil knows how weak a man is, especially a man? Yeah. He knows how weak a man is, and he knows how weak a woman is because he knows the man wants to have a sexual relationship, and he knows the woman wants to be held and touched. So what will he do? I mean, if the man's not loving his wife, or if they're not having a sexual relationship, and he's not holding her or kissing her or doing anything, she wants that. So if she works outside the home, and unfortunately I hate it when women have to do that, but some of them do, and if they work outside the home and they're wanting to be held and their husband's not giving them that love and that physical touch that they want, and then some other guy comes along and says, you sure smell good today. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, and she just melts. That's what she wants to hear. And women fall like dominoes when men do them like that. Especially if they want to be touched. They will do anything to be touched, even give their sexual relationship to another man that's not their husband, so they can be touched physically. You know that? So see, Satan knows this about you. He knows everything about you. He knows where you fall. He knows what makes you glad. He knows what makes you mad. He'll do everything he can to get you. And so God's telling us what to do here so that we don't have these problems with the devil, at least in the church. That the men and women in the church should be totally, a husband and a wife should be completely, totally happy in every way. You know, and now we listened to a teaching the other night about, and part of it was about the sexual relationship between a man and a woman. And this relationship, what it said was the average man, when he crawls in bed with his wife and the intimacy starts, he only lasts a minute and a half. The average man. It says the average woman has to be involved with him for 8 minutes before she can climax. So most women are unhappy, and most men are happy. So somebody says, what can you do about this? Have you ever heard of prayer? You know, what do? Well, I'm not happy. My husband, he never satisfies me. Well, have you thought about getting with him and you and him praying about that? Who ever thought about praying over your sexual relationship? They think, well, that's something God don't want us to do, so we don't want to tell him we're going to the bedroom, turn the light on, he won't be able to see us having sex. Who do you think made sex? Huh? Yeah. But the thing about it is, God is the one made all this, right? If God did this, and then if we pray about this, there is no problem with a man and a woman satisfying each other. You know, so don't let this from the devil get in there. And you have no idea how many families that I have ministered to in the last 6 to 10 years, even more than that, the last 15 or 20 years, even a long time before I was a pastor, even when I was a deacon, when I went to homes and I ministered to people that was in a divorce or getting ready for a divorce, that's what the wife would tell me a lot of times. My husband never satisfied me. I'm never sexually satisfied. I've never been satisfied since I married him. I think, wow. You ever prayed about it? Prayed about it? Of course not. Well, why not? Don't you think God can change you or him or both of you? You know, and it's amazing how people don't even think like this. And so when you say, okay, if you two will repent of all your sins, and I'll pray over you, and I'll ask God. You know, I mean, I think of the people that I've been to their homes that they couldn't have a baby. And the woman says, I'm going to divorce my husband because he can't bring forth a child. And I said, have you prayed about it? And this one couple come to me one night, and they wanted a baby so bad and couldn't have one. Been to the doctors, nothing wrong with him, nothing wrong with her, but they couldn't get pregnant. They came to me in a church down here in North Fort Worth where I was speaking one night after church. And I told them, I said, have you prayed about this? And they said, no. I said, why don't we go upstairs and let me ask God to give you two a baby. I went upstairs that night, asked God to give them a baby based around Mark 11:23, and she got home that night. They went to bed together, and she conceived that night, and 9 months later had a beautiful baby boy. What can we do through prayer? I mean, if you believe God, He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, why do we go out there and look at the world for situations? Why do we go into the world and look for divorces and all this kind of stuff? Why do we go into the world to a lost counselor to try to get marriage counseling when all the marriage counseling you'll ever need is right here in God's Word? Why do we fail to go to our King? He's the King, is He not? I mean, He's our God, is He not? Do you think He has all the answers to life? Yes, He has every one of them. Now then, He says, afterwards they should come together again so that Satan won't be able to tempt them because of their lack of self-control. He says, this is only my suggestion. It is not meant to be an absolute rule. You know, so, but I mean, hey, so far, this is a pretty good set of rules to go by, isn't it? Okay, let's see what 7 and 8 says. I wish everyone could get along without marrying just as I do. Ooh, wouldn't that be nice? But we wouldn't have any children, would we, if we obeyed God? I mean, then you could just be free. You could get up when you wanted to, go to bed when you wanted to. You could go where you wanted to. You could do anything you wanted to do. You would never have nobody to tell you what to do or where to go or to rule over you or nothing. You would be a free woman or a free man. But you might have to work a little harder if you didn't have a hard-working husband out making you a living. You might have to, you know, get up and go to work and work a job yourself a little harder. You know, I mean, there's a lot of benefits. And there's a lot of problems with a married life. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good benefits about being married. There's no two ways about it. You know, but there's always complications in marriage, even if it's the right one. Y'all know where I'm coming from? I don't care who you got. How many in here that are married, that are Christians, that have since you got married, if you were a Christian when you got married, have never had a confrontation of no kind with your spouse? Oh, nobody holds up their hand. Okay, so we must all be normal, I guess. I mean, there's never going to be somebody that don't have a confrontation because you're man and wife, and you're going to do things different. But that's why God tells us what to do. And He said, I wish everyone could get along without marrying, just as I do, but we are not all the same. God gives some the gift of marriage, and to others He gives the gift of singleness. Now, there is some people that can be married and some that cannot. And now I say to those who aren't married and to widows, it's better to stay unmarried just as I am. Yeah, if you can handle that. You know, verse 9 and 10. But if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It's better to marry than to burn with lust. Now, again, you have no idea how many, especially young men, but recently I have had more young women than ever before come to me for prayer for venereal disease. In the church. Everywhere I go, I have one or two young women now come to me. I've gotten a venereal disease, or I've got herpes, or I've got this. And I had a lady call me the other day, a young woman. She said, I'm fixing to get married for the third time, but between my second marriage and this marriage, I have contacted herpes, and I need to know what I can do. I said, you really messed up, honey. That's all I got to tell you. Now, God can heal anything. But you know, how do you stop from getting those things? You know, I'm going to tell you what I told her. Now, you may or may not like what I'm going to say. But I asked her when she said she had herpes, I said, have you been involved with a man outside of your marriage in oral sex? And she said, yes. I said, that's how you got it, wasn't it? She said, well, I guess it was. I said, that's the way you get it. You don't want to have herpes? Don't have oral sex. You won't ever have it. Guarantee you. You know, if you want to have it, just go out there and find somebody you're not married to and have oral sex with them, and your chances of getting herpes are extremely good. That's part of the uncleanliness God says in His Word not to do. Now, some of you are going to say, I don't like what you're saying. That's okay. But that's part of the unclean act that God talks about. He didn't make a man and woman to have oral sex. I think it's the most unclean thing anybody can do. I wouldn't do it. Ain't no way in this world I would do it. I think it's unclean, and I think that's why we got these diseases, because of these unclean things we do. Now then he says, now for those who are married, I have a command that comes not from me, but from the Lord. A wife must not leave her husband. Now, if you're a married man and a married woman, and you're a Christian man and woman, right there, God says you are never to leave your husband. Is that what he says? Yeah. Does that say that comes from God?
Yeah.
Now, then, how many people have done that? How many women have left their husbands? A lot of them. They were Christians. Guess what? They're in total rebellion to God. That's rebellion to God. Is that right? If you disobey Him? Sure. Okay, verse 11 and 12. But if she does leave him, if she does leave him, so she just says, I just can't live with him, so she leaves him, let her remain single or else go back to him. So if she leaves him, can she get married to another man? Nope. Not supposed to. Not according to God's word. Now I will speak to the rest of you. Though I do not have a direct command from the Lord, if a Christian man has a wife who is an unbeliever and she is willing to continue with him, he must not leave her. Now then, what if we get two unbelievers, and let's say a Christian man, a man that comes along and say they've been married 4 or 5 years, maybe they had a good marriage, or maybe it's been rocky as you can get, and then all of a sudden somebody leads him to church and he gets saved. Now you got a Christian and an unbeliever in the same house. Now we know that the Scripture says that a believer is not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. But now we got a problem here. But they were already married. And this is what God is saying now. I will speak to, he said, now if a Christian man has a wife who is an unbeliever and she is willing to continue to live with him, he must not leave her. In other words, so he gets saved. She said, I don't want to go to church with you. He said, do you love me? Oh, yeah, I loved you. I married you. I loved you. You know, and I love being with you. And I love having your children and everything, but I just don't believe in this Jesus junk. I ain't going to church with you. You know? What are we going to do here? What did God just say for him to do? Stay with her.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.